Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and resilience. I'm Avery Hott, your host, here to help you navigate life's crazy roller coaster with a little more grace, grit, and good humor. Ever feel like you're constantly battling inner critics, self-doubt whispering nasty things in your ear? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of offering yourself a gentle nudge, you unleash a verbal lashing that would make a drill sergeant blush? Well, today, we're diving headfirst into the superpower of self-compassion. Because guess what? Being kind to ourselves is not a sign of weakness, it's the foundation for emotional healing and genuine strength. Think about it. We wouldn't berate a close friend for stumbling, right? We offer support, understanding, maybe even a little humor to lighten the mood. Why then do we treat ourselves with such ruthless negativity? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's like giving yourself that same warm hug, a listening ear, and a dose of kindness you'd readily offer someone you care about. So, how does this magical ingredient actually work its wonders? Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, beautiful messes. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes we trip, stumble, and even face plants spectacularly. Accepting this as part of the human experience is crucial. It takes the pressure off striving for perfection and allows us to show ourselves grace when things don't go our way. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your besties going through a tough time. What words of comfort, encouragement, and support would you offer? Now turn those same kind words inward. Talk to yourself with the same love, understanding, and empathy you'd extend to someone you care about. 3. Practice mindfulness. Self-compassion isn't just about positive self-talk, it's also about being present in the moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Simply observe them like clouds passing through the sky. This mindful awareness helps us create space between our thoughts and our emotions, allowing for a calmer, more compassionate response. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting our focus to what we're grateful for can be a powerful antidote to self-criticism. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger, these moments of joy can shift our perspective and remind us of the abundance already present. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reaching out to loved ones, friends, or even a therapist for support can be incredibly helpful. Sharing your struggles and vulnerabilities can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for an important meeting, and suddenly, disaster strikes. You spill coffee all over your favorite blouse right before you have to present in front of your boss. Panic sets in, and that inner critic starts its usual song and dance routine. You're so clumsy, this is a total disaster. But wait a minute, here comes self-compassion swooping in like a superhero. Instead of getting sucked into the spiral of negativity, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation with kindness. Okay, that's frustrating, but it's just an accident. Then you focus on what you can control. Quickly changing your shirt, brushing off the spill with a damp cloth, and reminding yourself that your presentation skills are awesome regardless of your wardrobe mishap. See how that works? Self-compassion doesn't eliminate mistakes, it helps us navigate them gracefully. It's about recognizing our imperfections, offering ourselves kindness in tough moments, and remembering that we are capable, resilient, and worthy of love even when things go awry. So, my incredible listeners, let's leave today with a commitment to cultivate more self-compassion in our lives. Start small. Offer yourself a gentle word of encouragement, practice mindful breathing when stress hits, or simply acknowledge your humanity with a big, warm smile. Remember, you are deserving of love, kindness, and acceptance, starting with the most important person, yourself. Ready to put this into action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what resonates with you. And until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.